that even though Ryder didn't have a ton of maritime experience, he did cross the Atlantic with his friend, but he wasn't a sailor. He did grow up in New Bedford, but how much time he really spent at sea, I don't know. But he just captured the turmoil of a storm at sea, like very few artists have been able to accomplish. And also the tranquility and the beauty and the sort of immersion of the soul in the sea that he does in some of the more quiet paintings in the exhibition. It's really extraordinary. There are very few artists who I can imagine who I've ever seen being able to do that in the same way, like a Turner. Turner could do that. William Truss Richards could do that of sort of beach scenes and the sort of way he rendered waves in a real color that actually is reminiscent of New England. And there are very few artists, I think, that can do that. But Ryder gets that. It's more that non-traditional, non-realistic spirit of being at sea that I find so incredibly powerful.